The Insomniac's Ball. As when an old film jumps in the projector, you'll be waiting a dun hallway, rounding anew. Richard Wilbur, Walking to Sleep. 1. The tick-tock clanging of a mail slot is followed by a thud. At this ungodly hour, a handwritten invitation lies at your feet. Insomniac's Ball, Wednesday morning, 1 to 5. Entertainment provided by Stan Kenton's Big Band. Reproduced mono on hi-fi. Regrets only. How do they know that you are one of them, whoever they are? How do they know that at 3 a.m. you tend to be tapping out trophies on a headboard? 2. The building isn't as nice as you'd hoped. You rise to the third floor, caged in an elevator. The only passenger. The hall somewhat seedy, the carpet worn, its roses faded. You've been given the coded knock, the first six notes of the second movement of Beethoven's Ninth. Knock, 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 knock. The creaking door opening sounds like Bela Lugosi's coffin as eyes adjust to a maze-like apartment, crowded but eerily quiet. The Stan Kenton LP is scratched, the other guest preoccupied, unfriendly, drifting through the rented rooms. 3. You peek through a door down the hall and meet the stare of your dead grandfather, the one whose room you used to tiptoe past, a medicinal darkness reeking of the Great Depression. As you escape, his memories trail you like a shadow down the hall, darkening the passing stream of old folks, great aunts and former teachers, rouged and wrinkled, mumbling to themselves, some in bedroom slippers, others in stilettos. 4. The library is quite impressive. A ladder runs along a rail to reach volumes way over your head. A textbook on Sanskrit, on Chinese mathematics you must master to pass that class you've completely forgotten about. A course you need for graduation. You climb to the top reaching, but then look down dizzyingly into a snake pit, concentric circles spiraling with ant-like companions from your youth, descending, swirling, like bloody water down a drain. 5. There is a shrine for your departed lovers. On display, the beds where you once slept preserve the imprint of bodies. Perhaps a long golden hair lies on the dented pillow, but you're not allowed to go beyond the red velvet ropes. Where are they now, you wonder? What are they doing? Are they even alive? Were they ever alive? You're so sleepy, anything seems possible. Slants of light, cathedral tunes, leaden feet, riveted lips, couples waltz by mouthing, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 6. The oncoming day stretches out like a desert, like the baton death march, like life plus 40. Thoughts of daytime responsibility start to ricochet like billiard balls without transition, cold sheets, institutional whiteness, the ICU, physicians and nurses whispering about your condition. Beep, 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 beep. You ride the rented hearse of sleep home, the twisted sheets, the creeping light, to the bedside's time bombs. Tick-tock, tick-tock, tick.